Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my
VA. Got to come back quick because I got a lot to cover. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm reviewing my 2017 predictions. Not only what I said, but what happened and what my score is. And so I'm through number 16. I got about 18, 19 more to go. Number 17, in getting rid of Obamacare, Trump will be frustrated by Democrats and Republicans. Well, if you've been watching the news, you know I got that one right. Boy, howdy, did Mr. Trump get frustrated by, can you say, John McCain? He was the Republican who basically killed the Obamacare repeal. Number 18, Obamacare repeal and replace will take longer than conservatives wish, possibly years. If you've been watching the news, you know, if you've been watching Congress, you know that I got that one right. I wish I'd missed it, but I didn't. I got that one right. Number 19, Obamacare replacement will include market-based solutions. Well, that's exactly what's happening. The Enzi bill from 2006 is the foundation for no mandates and market-based solutions. So I got that one right, too. Number 20, Obamacare elements of guaranteed insurability and extended dependent coverage will be part of the replacement program. Both of these, guaranteed insurability and dependent coverage, both of these are in the proposals from both houses, Republicans and Democrats, plus one for me. Number 21, the smoothest issue Trump will have with Congress will be on tax reform. The Republicans have locked up right behind President Trump, and they literally are passing a tax reform bill as we speak. Plus one for me. Democrats will play that perennial minimum wage card, and Trump will trade it for something he wants. I missed this one. It didn't even come up this year. I missed it. Negative one for me. 23, President Trump will nominate two Supreme Court justices in 2017. Well, he only got one, Associate Justice Gorsuch, just one. So I missed that one, minus one. Number 24, Trump will manage Russia Putin, but greatly challenged by China. Well, I missed that one too, because Putin continues to run amok. Number 25, the most serious global economic threat will come from issues associated with China's financial banking system. Well, I think I was probably a year early. It's probably going to happen this year, next year, 2018. It did not happen so much in 2017, so that's negative one for me. Number 26, Trump will regard cyber attacks as de facto acts of war. Well, if you know about the National Defense Authorization Bill, that just came out in his new policy on national defense. Cybersecurity was all over it, so that's a plus one for me. 27, by the end of the 2017, very little, if any, of the Mexican border wall will have begun. Well, as you know, we got prototypes, but we don't have a wall. Plus one for me. Number 28, sanctuary cities will challenge President Trump. Well, cities defeated Trump in court for now. They're going to lose. They will lose in the big court. That's a plus one for me because they did win. Number 29, the Trump administration will only deport undocumented criminals and stop refugee inflow. Trump deportation lags Obama's in both areas. So I got a plus one on that one. And number 30, criticism of U.S. financial support of the U.N. will grow. I missed that one because I don't know why, but I don't know why the U.S. continues to support the U.N. the way we do, but they do. We do, and I missed that one. So number 31, Italy will challenge the Eurozone with our own exit strategy. Well, I got that right because the Northern League party is threatening Brussels with Italy's own Brexit struggle. They started that this year. It'll probably come to pass more next year. That's a plus one for me. Number 32, in defense of his legacy, President Obama will not adopt the below-radar precedent of past presidents. Alas, another easy one. Plus one. President Obama has not gone quietly. and won't go quietly, and he'll be even more involved next year in the 2018 elections. Count on that. 33, within 2 years, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton will be proposed for a high-ranking UN position. Well, I'm calling that a push because that was a two-year prediction. I still say in the next 2 to 5 years, one or both of them will be in the UN. Number 34, Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a Democrat. I predicted that he would become a Republican in 2017. Well, this was my greatest surprise of the year. I really thought this would be the one I would get of any of them, that Joe Manchin would cross over. He's in a red state for sure. The coal industry was resurrected in his state. Why wouldn't he become a Republican? But he didn't. And so that's a negative one for me. Number 35, the Alabama defense will deliver the NCAA Division I title for the Tide, defeating Clemson in consecutive championship games. This is my second greatest surprise of the year. Clemson, as you know, beat Alabama in the championship game. Negative one. So here it is, folks. My 2017 accuracy, 25 for 34 in one push, 73.5% accuracy, leaving my 18-year record unchanged at 73. Last year, I think I was in 16, I think I was 76%, and then, of course, in 2012, I was like 62%. That election really killed me. But my 18-year average is now 73%. And so how did you do? How did you do with your predictions? Almost 3 out of 4 I got this year. You can look forward to my 2018 predictions. I think we're going to publish those on the 7th of January. So you can look for those then. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.